Hello, I'm Joshua Kerr, and welcome to my new podcast, Sportaholic. On this podcast will be everything that I can think of to talk about sport, whatever's interesting me in the sporting world at the time that the podcast is being recorded. Normally, I'm planning, based on the podcasting schedule that I was going to go for the old podcast, publishing on Wednesdays, so recording Tuesday nights. In terms of the sporting world, that means I can review what's happened on the previous weekend and preview what's happening the following weekend to pop it out on Wednesday, and then that gives you a few days to listen to it before the weekend. But at the moment, we are in lockdown. The sporting world is in lockdown. There are no major sporting events on at the moment, understandably, as we try to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Of course, we all hope that that will be over as soon as possible so that we can get back to sport, but I'm sure we can all agree that the most important thing at the moment is staying at home, only going out when it's absolutely necessary. And there is plenty of stuff to still enjoy sports-wise. Plenty of films, plenty of documentaries, old reruns which are being... The sports channels are awash with those. Some of the terrestrial channels are starting to show them as well. There's always a good sporting book, a sporting history book or a sporting biography that you can curl up with. Do remember your local independent booksellers at all opportunities if you are ordering a new book. And don't forget to raid that bookshelf as well. And buy secondhand if you can. That's a little public service announcement for the day. So in terms of stuff at the moment, this podcast episode is like a little introduction, because there's not really that much I've got at the moment, because I've only started getting back into the sporting journalist mode, the sporting journalist mindset, yesterday. Monday was my first day. I wrote my first article for a month. Had a little bit of a break while I tried to figure out what I was going to do with my time. Evidence of that will be on the Old Kerr Report episodes, if you've listen to those. It just wasn't working out for me doing those. I wasn't really enjoying them, so I thought, why am I not doing sports stuff? That is my main love, my main interest, so come back to that. So I wrote my first article yesterday, which you can get your teeth into on the Raw, how to get your sporting fix while in lockdown, some recommendations from me as to what we can all do. Do browse that at theraw.com.au, Australia's biggest sporting debate. That's the promotion for the day. And plenty of esports as well to keep you occupied. I've written down two events tomorrow. The first round of the Supercars E-Series is on tomorrow night in Australia, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 o'clock UK time. That's on in Australia, Fox Sports Channel 506, KO and 10 Play as well. It's also on the official Supercars Championship Twitch page, and they will be racing around Phillip Island and Monza on some sort of sim. I have no idea what it is yet. Virtual Grand Prix are still going on with Formula One instead of a Grand Prix, so there was the replacement for the Vietnam Grand Prix on Sunday. Last Sunday, they raced around Albert Park on the F1 2019 game. They would be racing around China on the 19th of April from 8 o'clock in the evening UK time. There's also the race esports as well, if you're interested in that. That's on R Factor 2. They do those on YouTube. And there's Legends of Motorsport having a go at that as well. It's quite a packed grid for those. And as well as choosing your own old matches and old races, the F1 Rewind series continues. We had the 1996 Monaco Grand Prix last Saturday, which you can watch on YouTube, as well as the 1986 Australian Grand Prix and the 2014 Bahrain Grand Prix. But tomorrow night is the 1997 Europe Grand Prix. I've just realised this is going out on Wednesday, so it'll be tonight. So if I've said tomorrow night, I mean tonight, Wednesday night. 7 p.m. is the 1997 European Grand Prix, the title decider between Michael Schumacher and Jacques Villeneuve from the Circuit de Jerez. That will be live on YouTube, on the official Formula One YouTube page, and it will be available for, I assume, eternity afterwards if you can't watch it, because that starts at 4 o'clock in the morning, Australian Eastern Standard Time, on Thursday morning. So that's it really, because I've not been in the headspace too much, and there is sports news like the pay cuts and the furloughs that are going on in the world. Football especially, there's been talk about pay cuts over the past few days. The Yorkshire cricket team has been placed on furlough as well, and a few Formula One teams as well. Williams. People have been placed on furlough, and Nicholas Latifi and George Russell have taken 20% pay cuts. Similar situation at McLaren, and the top dogs, Chase Carey and Ross Brawn, have taken a pay cut. But I'm not really in a position at the moment to comment too much on that. I'm not confident on knowing the ins and outs of it. These are businesses, teams are businesses, and organisations are businesses, and they've got to do what they've got to do at this time to keep everything good, to try and break even, I'd say, at this point, just survive this period. The FA are estimating the cost of this outbreak to the organisation to be in the region of about £100 million, so this is quite an expensive time, and you think we're heading to the end of the football season here in the UK. So it's been stopped dead in the tracks. Not an ideal timing for that. But coronavirus disrupted. But of course, the right decisions were made at the time to lock the sporting calendar down, make the cancellations. We've got plenty of time to come back to this. There will be a time where this will all be over. That will happen. So we just wait it out for a few months, and then we should be back to normal, or as close to normal as we can get. So that's it really. I've started writing again for The Raw, and this podcast, hoping for Wednesdays as a publishing date, might be some supplementary episodes every now and again. Not sure if it'll be every week at this stage, as I'm sure you can understand, because there is nothing going on apart from the Belarusian Premier League. And I'm not big into my Belarusian football. So at the moment, not much is going on apart from watching a few reruns, reliving a few great moments. Watching stuff for the first time, perhaps, and also taking the time to just reflect. I took a bit of time out, and now I'm more than ready to get back and try and get my sporting fix for the meantime. So yeah, I'll back riding on The Raw. I'm on Twitter as well, at @Joshua_T_Kerr. I'll keep you updated as to how we're gonna go with this podcast. Probably might have some stuff to talk about next week because of esports and also old races and stuff like that, and just a little catch up. But for now, that's it really. We did manage to drag a fair bit out of this episode, but for this first episode of Sportaholic, I thank you for listening. The support I've had so far by a few people has been brilliant. Finally finished tweaking the podcast to get it to a format that I'm confident with, and a format that hopefully means that we can continue this for a good while to come. But for the moment, that's the first episode of Sportaholic. Thank you very much for listening. Keep a lookout for when the next episode is going to be published. But for now, bye-bye.